Summer is officially over, and I hope you all had a good one, filled with lots of adventures and memories, both in real life and in books. And to that extent, a question was posted on our What We're Reading group on Facebook. What was the best book you read this summer? We had an overwhelming response and a wide variety, from Booker T. Washington's autobiography, Up From Slavery, to a Minnesota favorite, Amy Thielen, and her new culinary memoir, Give a Girl a Knife, to best-selling author like Tana French and her award-winning mystery, In the Woods. And in their own words, we hear from three of our listener readers on their favorite books from the summer.
Hi, this is Mickey from Grand Rapids. The book that I read this summer that I like the most is called The Lying Game by Ruth Ware. It's the third novel of hers that I've read, and I just really enjoy this author. I like how she develops her characters, and I like the pace of her books. They're not too fast, but also they don't drag along. It's a good book.
Hi, my name is Dan Gannon from Bemidji, Minnesota. And my favorite book from this summer was Woman on the Edge of Time by Marge Piercy. It's a feminist sci-fi classic. I think it's one of the better known titles of that sort of genre. And the book was interesting to me for a couple of reasons. One, it depicts a utopian society in the not so distant future and describes some of the particulars of what that might look like, how we would live together, how work would be done, what would modern technology provide us, how would we feed ourselves, all these kinds of things. And then the book simultaneously takes place in the present from the time it was written in the mid-70s. And what made it interesting to me is that it's the present is more of a dystopian story of a woman caught up in the mental health system in New York City. And because of her status as a woman of color, poor and a female, how she's just kind of railroaded into serving a longer time in the mental health institution, and it becomes increasingly difficult for her to get out, and how easily that was done. So that colliding with her visiting telepathically this future society that has a more egalitarian, cooperative, and utopian, not only vision but practice, made the book really, really interesting to me.
I'm Kari, and one of my favorite books from the summer was Fall of Giants by Ken Follett. The book takes place in the years leading up to World War I, throughout the war and the end resolution. It alternates telling the various characters' individual stories while all are somehow connected. This is historical fiction and done in a classic Ken Follett style, done with endless hours of research. And it's done in a way that tells an epic story while giving a history lesson from various perspectives at the same time. The book made me long for intellectual political conversations about world events, but it also made me realize how different our world's history might be if it had taken place in today's age with our communication and how that would have changed the end result. Just one of those books that made you think.
As a new feature to What We're Reading, I'll be invading the homes of some of our listener readers to talk about books and get a peek at their collection. We're calling it Show Me Your Shelf.
My name is Grace. I've lived in Bemidji for about a year. I have two cats and one boyfriend and a lot of books. A lot of them are given to me. Like, that's what people give me when they need to give me a gift. I get a lot for Christmas and for my birthday. And then I pick up a lot at, like, library book sales or half-price books. Like, a lot of those, like, paperbacks I got from library sales. But I would say that most of these are gifts, just because people know that's what I want. I would say that I buy books out of pocket when it's something that's been newly released that I really, really, really want. For example, when Roxane Gay's book Difficult Women came out, I went out actively to buy that just because I wanted it so bad. When Tana French's newest book came out, I went out and bought that because it's my favorite. I never get rid of books. I know that might become an issue later in life, but I feel like if I wanted it at one point, there was a good reason for that. One of the reasons that I keep so many books around instead of checking them out from the library and giving them back, or instead of selling them to a secondhand bookstore, is because a lot of my friends like to borrow books from me, and I feel like it's good to have a wide selection. I don't really have any practice or philosophy about loaning out my books. I'll lend out anything. I mean, it's the same reason that I don't collect special books. I don't think books are for looking at. I think they're for reading. And if I've read it, then it's good to pass it along. My mom did buy me a mini library kit, though, so that I can put, like, cards and stuff in there and, like, stamp a little due date on there. But it's mostly just for show. I've lent books to people and gotten them back 2 years later. I wish I had organization. It's really hard right now because I was in college, and so I moved from, like, dorm to apartment to parents' house to apartment to here in Bemidji and then to a different apartment in Bemidji, and so it's kind of haphazard, and unfortunately, we don't have as much space as I would like for bookshelves, so I have to do a lot of double stacking, sticking them into corners. I mean, yeah, I have a bookshelf here. I have some bookshelves in the office, but I have a book over there and a book over there, and I have a pile of them in the bedroom, and one tucked in on that nightstand, and so it gets kind of crazy. My, like, fantasy is eventually, when I have enough money to buy a house, is to have an office of my own and organize my books.
Tell me about what you're reading right now.
I'm about halfway through the newest Joyce Carol Oates book, A Book of American Martyrs. It's really good. There is a lot of irony, and I mean actual irony, not what people call irony, but it's actually a coincidence. It's super disturbing, and I love it.
It's not too late to chime in on our best books of the summer. Head on over to our KAXE KBXE What We're Reading page on Facebook, where you can also find and post reviews and get some great recommendations from our community of readers. Or email us at comments@kaxe.org. This has been What We're Reading. I'm Tammy Bobrowski.